Welcome to Creepypasta Theater, a show where we explore the strange world of creepypasta. Join us as we hear tales best left untold, travel roads best left unexplored, and see sights best left unseen. Today's story, The Top of the Bell Tower. Author unknown. This story can be found on creepypasta.wikia.com and is protected by Creative Commons license. Hey, old friend. How's it been? I suppose it's been a while, hasn't it? God, I still can't believe this is how you ended up. You were so brave, too. So brave, yet this happened. I can remember it clear as day, too. We all remember what happened that spring. How could we ever forget? Once the long winter was over during our 10th year in school, you were so excited. You wanted to play your games again around the small town we live in. Why did you have to love your games so much? This wouldn't have happened. I recall so very clearly what it was you said you'd do. You had just come back from the church after morning mass, and you were bragging about something. "You won't believe what I did this morning," you boasted to our whole class. Mindy Sue seemed exceptionally interested. I know you were great friends with her. You shared your secrets with each other. You gossiped together. For her, knowing that you were going to play one of your famous games again was more than enough to get her excited. You went on. "Well, after Mass concluded, I snuck up onto the bell tower right smack next to the bell, and I started to carve my name into the bell." We were all appalled by this, and you knew that. You knew that it was strictly forbidden to go into the bell tower and not ring it. And even worse, to carve your name into it like you did. This infuriated Mason especially. You remember, the mayor's kid, destined to become the next pastor of the town and be second in command to his dear father. He scoffed at your claim and retorted, "How dare you? Why would you do such a thing and brag about it here? How about you go tell Daddy and pray about it, Manny?" he chuckled. Your response to Manson always seemed to go like that. "I know you weren't religious, but we never understood why you still mocked him for his beliefs." He left anyway. You'd done your work, and you'd done it right. You went on. "Anyway, I still haven't exactly finished it yet either." Your guilty smile was familiar to us. You'd always had that nasty habit of bragging about your games before you'd even gone through with them completely. I spoke this time. "Are you going to leave it there, or will you be going back to finish?" I shouldn't have asked that. I still think you overreacted to that. It wasn't that big of a deal. "Oh, you think I wouldn't do it?" you shouted. Your nostrils were flaring. I knew how stubborn you were, but I couldn't recall you ever being that angry about anything said about you. "I'll go back there right now and finish it. Just you wait and see." And you stormed off from there. Everyone was so excited. This was probably the baddest game you'd ever played in our little town. But I wasn't excited. I was scared. I didn't want to see you get in trouble for it. I'm not sure if you really knew this, but I was following you that day. I was waiting for you to do it, waiting to see how it turned out. I watched as you climbed up into the bell tower from the front of the church. I was anxious as ever. From a distance, I could see you engraving your title into the bell. I had to hold back my urge to call you to stop, knowing someone else would hear and you would get in trouble. Some time passed and I saw the expression on your face change. Before, you looked like as if you were deep in thought and as though you were working hard. But then, a smug little grin made home where the previous look had housed itself. This wasn't just any smug grin. This was a smug grin that screamed satisfaction. You'd done it. Your name was located directly on the bell of the most sacred building in town. Barely a second later, the bell rang. You hadn't begun to climb down yet. You were still up next to the bell for a split second. You never had time to scream. It had just happened. And I witnessed it. Not only was the image of my best friend disappearing from my life filling my head, but also a question was occupying some space as well. How did the bell ring when it's nowhere near time for it to ring? And no one was there to pull the rope. This caught other townsfolk attention as well. Usually whenever the bell rings off schedule, it's their way of knowing something bad has happened. In about 30 minutes, everyone was by the church, and we had to see if anyone was missing in case it really was an emergency. Everyone began to panic when you never responded to if you were there. All of the kids in our class didn't say a thing on where he could be or anything on the matter of the bell tower. A search for you went on close to 2 weeks. And then you were pronounced dead. No body was found, so they just made a memorial slab for you in the cemetery. But still, I'm not surprised that during the search, no one at all asked me anything. They didn't ask me if I saw you beforehand. They didn't ask me if I witnessed you fall from the bell tower when it rang. Or if I dragged your body back to my house afterwards while my family was out. They didn't ask if I kept your corpse under my floorboards. They didn't ask me anything. So, of course, they never found you. You've been with your best friend this whole time. And that's where you're going to be until everyone forgets about what you did at the top of the bell tower. I just don't want you to get in trouble. And now, you won't. You have been listening to a presentation of Point of Insanity Game Studio. Visit us on the web at poigamestudio.com. Follow us on Twitter at POI Game Studio. Look us up on Facebook and email us at POIGameStudio@gmail.com.